Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Permaculture Central. This is Tal Paul, and I have Joey DeLia with me today. Joey, how
Hello.
Are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, it's been really warm here in Southern California, and for a lot of people, it's their favorite time of year. I tend to prefer cooler weather, but I'm not going to complain. Are you? How was your
well,
day?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, you said it was hot, but where you were, there was a nice breeze, so...
Yeah, it was hot, but I've been eating a lot of fruit these days, like almost a lot of fruit, and I feel like the fruit, eating so much fruit, keeps me cooler.
Yeah.
I don't feel as hot, and I've been drinking a lot of water and staying hydrated, and... We took a bunch of dates and put them in water, and we ate a bunch of dates and drank the sugar water, and... Woo! When we were at work and we just kept going, planting trees and getting the job done so we could come home and do the show.
Awesome. And today's show is an incredible one. And I think an important one, not just for you. I mean, it's extremely important for you. But I think why it's important is that through what you're going to say, I think you're going to help to inspire many people. And anyway, today's topic is permaculture dreams. And this whole concept of dreaming is really not just like, oh, you know, this is a dream and I'll never be able to get it. But the point is, it's a dream and I want to get it and it's attainable and it's part of what some people call manifestation. So you can't, I've said this before, if you want to go to Europe, you can't just go to Europe. There's a process to getting to Europe. You have to have a passport. In order to get a passport, you have to have a passport photo and a passport application and the application fee. So if you don't have those three steps, you're not going to go to Europe. Same thing. So if you want to have these permaculture dreams, in order to attain them, you have to break it down into smaller attainable goals. But I'd really love for you, Joey, to help paint the picture. What are your permaculture dreams? And we'll go from there.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's a permaculture dream. So, it starts... So I was thinking about this, and the dreams... Like, I have a permaculture dream. And I got it when I first watched Jeff Lawton's Greening the Desert video on YouTube, like maybe, I don't know, maybe it's 6 years ago now? Seven?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, around there. And I was like, that was the first time I got this dream where I'm going to do that.
Well, I'm laughing. You know I'm laughing, Joey. Because remember when I first met you, I was actually looking at property in the desert because of that very video.
See?
And I hate the heat. But that video was so inspiring that I'm like, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to green the desert. Anyway, go on. Tell me.
Right. So that's, because all of us enjoy getting excited, I think. I mean, people in general. And so when you find something that really gets you excited and you become passionate about it, well, you just want to go right out and do it.
Right.
Well, I mean, I wanted to go right out and do it, and so, you know, I had a family at that time, or still ongoing family, a growing family.
Yeah, Joey, you have a family.
And so I wasn't about to run off somewhere and do some giant thing that I didn't know how to do it. So I started studying. Because I had this dream of doing something like that, not necessarily out in the desert and greening some crazy place, but the dream was to understand what he was talking about and understand how did that happen? Like what were the different things that went on? So that was the first dream, was to just the dream of understanding about what he was saying and about the principles and about permaculture. And so that started the study and the listening and then started the practicing of just the mind and trying to understand permaculture as a design science, and the dream was being realized rather quickly because I was just voracious in the consumption of the information, the reading, the YouTube videos, and then that dream got satisfied rather quickly in a way, like that first initial like baby dream of understanding, and then it quickly grew, and then there was it like born a new dream, and it went into like apply, you know, application. So I'd dream of a project, and then I'd work on a project. In the back of my mind, though, the dream started forming of a place bigger than where we were living, where I could start to like really apply some more of the broad techniques that I was learning about, or some of the bigger growing systems. And these things. So that dream started forming, but it only at that time the dream only seemed like maybe it was could happen like a bigger place if I like managed a farm or helped somebody else take acreage that they already own and manage it for them and help them build a vision for that property. Because it's kind of what I would do in the tree business, is I'd take somebody's trees and they would have a vision kind of how they want their property to look or how they wanted the trees to look, but they didn't understand exactly how to do it. And then I would help them, you know, bring that vision to fruition and have them be appeased and happy about how the trees looked and how the little built landscape environment was looking for them. And these are big places, like 5 acres, and some of them are 10. So there's a lot of trees there, and so it's like, you know, there was some forestry going on and stuff. And so I just thought, okay, well, that's my dream is going to be, is that's where it is. And then, well,
I like
so,
how you phrased it earlier. Your dream bore new dreams. Like, as you achieved one, it, you know, a new dream was being born, and it keeps getting bigger and bigger. And the same thing's happened for me. Go on.
Right. And it keeps going. And then, so I started, okay, well, and then I knew, and like Paul said, the steps. Well, I was like, I really want this dream to come true. So I would think, well, how, if the dream at the time was to caretake a property, so I could invest more time into dedicate tons of time. That would be my job, is to do this. Somebody else owns it, you know, and pays for everything, and I just put all the time and the vision into it. And I got an offer. Well, that's okay. Let's start at the. So that was the dream, and so in order to attain that dream, in my opinion, my goal was to downsize my business and sell. We were living in a mobile home park by the beach, and we had gotten a nice place with a yard, and we had a garden, a composting system, humanure systems, gray water systems by that time. And this is all in a trailer park. I think I even built a sweat lodge. We had a slack line for the kids, a little play thing with a slide, a little workout bar thing. We were cramming all this stuff into this small trailer park size lot. We had a bunch of stuff going on in there, and it was just like, this is getting too crammed. And that's when my dream expanded, because I started applying all these different things, whether it was composting, humanure, gray water, all in this small area. And then I was like, oh, well, okay, now I dreamt of learning it and understanding it now, and then I dreamt of applying it, and then we started applying it. And then the dream got like, wait, okay, now on bigger stuff. Well, the only way I thought that I could do that was to caretake somebody's property. So that's where it was. So we sold everything. We sold the house. I downsized the business. let go of some of our employees, and we moved into an RV. Because the idea was that if we move into the RV, that this is my three kids and my wife and I. My wife's a really good sport. She entertains me quite well, and so she was game for it. So we moved into this RV, and during that time, we're like, okay, where are we gonna go? We could, what are we gonna do? And then the economy crashed, and then a person that I had met that I had worked at one of their houses said that they had another house that we could caretake, because nobody was living there, and just like live on the land there and start working there, or just do whatever we wanted. She didn't care what we did, as long as we just make it nicer. And so, okay. Well, the economy crashed, so my work, I'd already slowed down the work. So it wasn't, we didn't have any financial problems because, I mean, we were living in an RV, so we were saving a lot of money. And I was able to put a lot of time into working with some more permaculture principles on this property a bit, doing what I love most, putting mulch down everywhere on this 2.5 acres that we ended up living at for a while. And the point of me telling you the economy crash was that I started to realize that a lot of older people that I knew told me, if you don't buy a house right now, you're making a big mistake. And I was like, oh, I don't want to commit to a house because I have this dream of running this farm and enacting this vision for, you know, on somebody else's place. That's my dream. I don't want to own anything. And then some older person would tell me, oh, I haven't seen interest rates this low for like in the last 40 years or something. And then someone else would tell me, you've got to buy something. Look at this. And sure enough, the prices of the houses in our area had dropped, I mean, like, yeah, at least half. And so I was like, oh, no, I'm gonna run this farm or something, or do this or that. And then pretty soon one day I was just like, wait a second, maybe I can find something and build our own permaculture place, and maybe people could live there with us eventually, or I don't know. The dream wasn't complete, but it was a new one. It was like a new dream that was like seeming quite possible just because of the circumstances. And that we had already made it to one place that wasn't the ideal place we were thinking about, but it was definitely really cool to experiment at this house, or at this house with this acreage. But I was like, oh my gosh, well, okay. So I started hunting for this perfect permaculture demonstration site, and part of the progression of dreams is that's really fascinating and interesting, is that I was learning from each dream that would, you know, kind of come into reality through applying different steps, and then I would learn so much. And so by that time, when I was dreaming of somebody else's farm, I had learned a lot about what it takes to have a good permaculture, like, home or something that's could really do a lot of things. Let me say this all again. Finding the right site to build a permaculturally designed habitat for humans. So I began a search for this certain property, and there's a lot of properties available. So the point is that I searched and searched and searched. Climate, kind of, what some attributes of the site, these things. I started dreaming of, like, what this site would look like, kind of, and what it would be, and how it would, you know, where would it be at, and everything. And so I had these, this is when the dream started getting intense, because I started dreaming even, like, grander a bit, or, like, a little bit, you know, I was pushing it for myself, like pushing the envelope a little bit. And like, then sometimes something would come up and say, oh no, that's a little that's too little too much. You won't, that just calm down. You won't get that or something. And then, but pretty soon I just said, I wouldn't listen to that anymore. I go, no, no, no. Let's keep going. Let me push harder in the sense of this hunt for this property and push harder in what I was dreaming of for as a place for us to live. My family and I, and I mean, potentially other people, but I hadn't really saw that part of the dream much. I kind of felt like that, but of people living here with us. So I found a property, is the point. And it was more than I ever dreamt for the location. You know, the only lacking thing down here in San Diego is rainfall in Southern California. So we'll take the rainfall out of the equation. I mean, it's not the desert, but it's low. And everything else is just wonderful. More than, I still walk around and I still am in awe of how, like, I try not to think about it too much, because I don't want to try to make sense of it really, because it's so beautiful. So I just want to let it be beautiful. But that dream of a place to be that was our you know, would be just totally shaped by us. And now when I think about it, too, it was advice that Jeff Lawton had actually gave about the Greening the Desert site, is that they weren't in control of that site and they lost it. And now the new site they have, the new Greening the Desert site in De Jordan, is they own, the Permaculture Research Institute owns that, so they have full control. I didn't really think about that, but that's what happened here. Now we're here, and this dream is like coming true, but now it's gone.
Not only bigger, but let's say significantly bigger. No?
And this is something I really want to stress, is it's not my dream anymore.
Right.
It's becoming... everybody that's now living here and the people I come in contact with, and even the people that live here and then they come in contact with people, are starting to share the dream of what's going on here at our site. And that's another amazing thing, is it's magnifying whatever dream I had, because other people are part of it now. Like, people are significantly part of it, like intimately part of it. Is now the dream is like multiplied times so much more.
Well, and I think our dreams kind of help magnify each other. Like, at one point I said to you, Joey, you need to go to Australia. And you're like, what? Really? Like, I'm like, yes, Joey. Because that was my dream for you, and I'm sure you had the same dream, but, like, you know, I'm like, you got to do this. And sure enough, you went to Australia to study under Jeff. And what was funny is, talking about dreams, you know, Joey here is not only dreaming for himself. He has a little muse in his nighttime dreams called Jeff Lawton that tells him what to do. Before he went to Australia, Joey was literally dreaming, having dreams with Jeff Lawton in them. Right, Joey?
Yeah, get pretty into everything, and then so I start at night. I'll fall asleep, and I'll have something related to what's going on, or conversations with people, or things come, and when I'm dreaming, and it's like, so it never stops for me.
Yeah, and then the other thing, like, just living here, there's not a moment. Every single second I am on this land, I think about permaculture. Like, I can't be removed from it. I am absolutely aware of I'm part of that system. The problem is, when you're not even thinking about permaculture, we somehow remove ourselves as if we're not part of our environment and we're above it, perhaps. But when you're living here, I mean, you are part of the living, growing, breathing system, and you realize your, you know, your influence on it, and you know, the give and take. And I mean, do you feel the same way, Joey?
Yeah, I don't, and it's so much so now. I end up not wanting to leave.
Right.
You know. So, it's powerful, and it's totally, and it's very attainable. Dreams are. Through diligence and really understanding, starting to try to understand at least, or practice is the better idea. There is practicing the steps of, you know, to make a dream come true. And I didn't dream big in the beginning. And I some people tell me, like Paul does, that I still don't dream big enough.
Well, I ask you, Joey, please expand your bubble, expand the thought of your dream a little bit wider. Because right now we're concentrated on our farm, but right outside of our farm, we live in this valley, and everything that we're doing here affects the outside. So it's one thing to think of where we are, you know, what we can do for ourselves, but if we could just expand it a little bit more, it will help the entire region. And I someday hope that everybody living in this region will be not only influenced by it, but will be partaking in and actively living to contribute so that they can be part of that same vision, and that dream can get bigger and bigger.
Well, and pushing that dream out and that bubble, well, has been, I mean, a lot of this is Jeff Lawton inspired, because that's the teacher that I connected with for whatever reason. And so some of the disciplines or some of the things he asks or recommends, I attempt to implement, which would be was creating the permaculture San Marcos. I think we've done a little radio show about it, and that was a while ago, and you could listen to that, I guess, and see what we were saying at the time, because now, fast forward.
And that wasn't that long ago, was it?
No.
July, but I mean, now it's August, and what Joey's talking about, we have this Permaculture San Marcos group. It's a local gardening club in its total infancy. There was an understanding of what the club could be, but in my mind, I didn't really think, you know, I thought it was going to take a while. But go ahead, Joey. Go ahead.
Right. And Jeff had done many of these successful groups and started a whole little thing in Australia with them, and how they work with their local cities and councils shires in Australia. So his call was for his students or whoever was so inclined to mimic that and create the same kind of thing with the same kind of goal and intention. So we did it, and we just have met with the city of San Marcos. They actually, oh, listen to these dogs. They're getting excited. Look, you know who that guy is. So they did not know the word permaculture before our meeting with them. They did not know what a food forest was. And now they have included that, and then they had another meeting, and they started to one of the men included slides in his presentation about permaculture, about a food forest, possible things for the city to do. And the guy who's in charge of parks and recreation has basically opened up this area for him and I to work on, to demonstrate to the public a food forest in San Marcos on city land, and teach composting, teach what this stuff's about, and regenerative kind of agriculture, those topics, carbon, you know, learning about plants, how to rehabilitate, you know, degraded areas, worm bins, composting, I said that, but all different, a host of different things. Mainly we're going to put in the food forest is the dream. And he's so into it. They're both of these men are really into it, and that's why a big, you know, thing, it's a big help.
Well, and the thing is that, like, you know, when we established this group, Permaculture San Marcos, one of the goals or dreams was to have an influence on our local government. So to partner with the local government to help be involved with any projects or decisions the city's making, if they have open space, et cetera. And all of a sudden, here we are, a brand new group. We walk into this meeting, and the two directors for the city are absolutely incredibly open to everything we have to say, and they're excited, and they're totally ready to start doing things. They, you know, basically offered any of their open properties. We can go and look at them, and they suggested some that they thought would be good, and it's just like incredible. This meeting, I've been in corporate world for years, you know, over 20 years, and I've never had a meeting that was so exciting and so, like, in alignment with what we wanted. Usually when you go into a meeting, you kind of have to fight for what you want. This was not like that. It was
incredible. There was no, we did not advocate, you know, they just asked us.
Yeah.
And the part of this that has to do with the dream was the dream went from, like Paul was saying, expand your bubble and open up your dream. And I had a little bit of dream about the city because I wanted to start the group that Jeff had recommended starting in our local area. But I didn't know what that meant or how fast that moves or whatever. And I was still, you know, we're focused on our demonstration site here, and I'm still thinking about that and how we're going to form that, or not form it. It's formed, and we have stuff going on, but more stuff going on. But then there was this time when I was like, oh, I've got too much going on at this demonstration site with, like, trying to think about doing too many classes or different things like that, and I need to kind of withdraw a little bit and get some more things, mainframe stuff done here on the property and do some stuff for my wife and things in the house and stuff. So,
but this is where I think, Joey, that, I mean, for you, your dream might be that, but this is where I think that people that know you, especially when we have a class on site, you know, we get somewhere up to 40 people sometimes for the things that we do. And these people keep coming over and over. It's because I think they, you know, they believe in you, and we see something like, Joey, I think you can have both. And like,
I think so too.
You don't have to do all the work yourself, basically.
Right.
If you need something, open your mouth, ask for what you need, and it will arrive. I mean, people, we had someone come from South San Diego this week, and, you know, to come and help, and there's constantly people that want to volunteer, and this is where I believe if you want something, there's a process to getting it.
Well,
so, you know.
It's true, and that's kind of in that process of kind of taking accounting for what's going on, there's been a lot of people that have come from that process that when we did that, people have come now and are actually working here helping and choosing to and contacting us to help. And at that same time, though, then I think this is the beautiful part about it, the two dreams being together I had a dream, you know, have a dream for this property, and I also, you know, building the dream for our city of San Marcos. And the process for me to think about the city and to think about getting some home repairs done and stuff was to just calm down a little bit. But
we don't always know the way.
Right.
We don't have to know how it's going to get done. Just know and trust that it will get done.
So I did. Then we did that, and then the people came to help, and now there's more people helping because the people in the city of San Marcos are helping, and we have another friend that's helping, and now Paul's helping, my wife's helping, the kids are helping, Raul is helping, Matt's helping.
Well, and like one of the dreams, the things that was so important to me about permaculture and the reasons why I wanted to get involved was not necessarily for me, but it was for the children. I don't have children, but I think it's so important that we make this investment, not for us, because we're building for us, that the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren are going to be enjoying and be, for the works of our labor, they're going to be taking the benefit for it. So that's where this next chapter with the city comes in. So we go to this meeting, and there's an invitation. Now, he didn't say you have to go to this, these directors. They asked us, here's an invitation. Now, you tell us, Joey, what happened.
Well, there's a meeting, and we went to the one. That's right. We went to the one meeting. The first meeting was just the two people, and they
city directors.
And they we met with them in their little fancy office thing, and then they said, well, on Tuesday, the one director guy is going to give a talk kind of with some of his ideas to this youth commission and that we should come and check it out. And it was the following week. And we said, okay, well, we'll be there. Well,
when I heard that, I'm like, well, okay. And I wasn't like real excited because I wasn't sure what it was.
Yeah. I had no idea either.
I'm like, well, I guess I could take time out of my day, you know.
It's a busy day, huh, Paul?
Well, anyway, so we go to this thing.
That's right.
Go on.
And so he starts to put up this slideshow, like, and talking about this land that's available, that there's things to do, gardening, community gardens, maybe little farming programs or something. And he's giving this youth commission these kind of ideas and stuff like that. And then,
but what blew my mind, Joey, is what this youth commission is. I thought it was going to be a meeting of adults discussing things for youth.
Oh.
And we walk in, and it's not adults sitting up there. It is literally children from, well, I read the website. It could be anywhere from sixth graders all the way up to 21-year-olds, although most of them look like they were in high school. Well, they're literally
drive.
They're literally leaders from all the different high schools and schools within San Marcos who are youth, and they are commissioners for the city of San Marcos. They have a budget. They make decisions. And if they make a decision, it has a lasting power because they're responsible to enact that and carry that out. It blew my mind. It was like, oh, my gosh. I was literally getting emotional because I'm seeing these are our future leaders. And they asked, before we went, they asked for community garden space. And San Marcos said yes. And so they had, you know, Mr. Schwarm and Martin, two directors of the city, are there to help them find a location. The children asked for this. And then somehow the universe gets Joey and I and the rest of Permaculture San Marcos involved. I have never been so excited. I am so excited.
And that's the dream thing was amazing. We're sitting in this, you know, we were already in this fancy office thing. Now we're in this fancy, like,
fancier
thing where the commission, everybody's meeting and talking, orientating. And they, up on that, like I say, up on the slide, there's the word permaculture and a definition of it. This older dude, he's looking all this stuff, he's Googling it, and then he's putting in he's got the definition of permaculture up there. Then he's got a food forest, and then he's got our group, Permaculture San Marcos, and is up on the slideshow as a resource to this youth commission. And what's cool is that of all the resource groups that were listed on that slideshow, we're the only ones there, yep, representing, and to this youth commission. And what's funny too is, or it's pretty cool, every time the director guy would say Permaculture San Marcos, he'd be proud. This is the only group up there that has the city's name in it. Because that is permaculture dedicated to the city of San Marcos and the residents that live here. That's who we're looking to affect. That's who we're looking to participate with. And he loves it. And he would proudly say too that we are a nonprofit, Permaculture San Marcos, a nonprofit. It was really neat to see that. And then Paul, but the real great story is Paul's part of the story, where we all left the chambers
meeting wasn't over yet.
Right.
But the director's presentation was over, and he asked us, you know, can we go outside and, you know, so we can talk a little bit. Like he didn't, since we were there, he still wanted to meet with us because he's really excited about permaculture and, you know, didn't want to lose contact. So we all left this youth commission meeting that was going on, and we started to talk to him. And so that went on for quite a while. And I'm like, Joey, you know, I need to get back in there because I want to introduce myself to the kids and make sure they know, you know, how to get a hold of us. And, you know, so anyway, I left the director and you guys, and I went back in, and, you know, I just sat in the very back. I didn't think I was going to have an opportunity. I was kind of waiting for the meeting to end because I heard it was supposed to end at 5 p.m., but it was already like 5:35, and I didn't know what was going on. So I just sat in the back, and then after a few minutes, the asked if I would like to address the group. And I said, sure. So I get up there, and here, you know, are these kids, and, you know, I thank them for allowing us to come. And, you know, I'd ask them, have any of you ever heard of the word permaculture prior to today's presentation? And not one of them, I think there are about 12 to 15 kids on this commission, not one of them had heard of the word permaculture, which was shocking to me, because I thought, I was hoping, my dream was that they had already heard about it, and they were like, yeah, that's the coolest thing around, we got to do it. But they hadn't heard about it. But after, so it gave me this opportunity. I'm like, what? You haven't heard about it? I said, permaculture is so much fun. And if you've heard our episodes before, you know how excited we get about it. Well, so I'm telling them, you know, all about permaculture and, like, you know, how we want to partner with them and help them to, you know, get this thing going, you know, for help them. And so at the end, I thanked them, and they, all of them said, you know, thanked me, and I don't know. It was just really, really, really neat. And, you know, I invited them to our meetings that we have for Permaculture San Marcos. And, you know, I think we're going to get a really good, we've done our part to this point. We just have to really, you know, keep being available. And, you know, all of this, Joey, is going to make sense someday.
Oh, well, it's already making sense in the way that the intention of Permaculture San Marcos, and ideally I want to talk to the young people, but I also want to talk to the people that make the decisions in the city. And the idea of Permaculture San Marcos was one of our visions, or one of our goals when we would talk in our meetings, was to acquire or to do something on city property. Well, all in two meetings.
Well, in one week.
In 1 week, we met with the decision makers. We and looked at land, and we got a list, you know, of all this different land to do different things with, and met with the youth of San Marcos that is making the decisions for the youth of San Marcos, or making decisions for San Marcos with money.
They have
from
a budget.
From the kids. I mean, from the residents. I mean, that budget comes from property taxes and different things and probably some grant money for that commission. And to have them be so excited was what, and learning something new, and that was, you know, that is a big dream component here, component of the dream is this, is education, which is, has become really paramount here at our demonstration site, is education. And now that's, it's just like happening.
Well, the other funny thing is, you know, anyone who knows me, I cannot stand politics. I am not interested in it. I want to stay as far away as I can from it. But when I went to that first meeting with the city government, I am like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. Like, these people actually care, and they're here to help. And then we go to the second meeting. I'm like, this is so cool. I can't wait for the next meeting. So it's not politics, but it's getting involved with the community in a way that, you know, I just, it's very exciting. So,
well,
it's opened a new dimension for me.
That's true. And it's been that this whole experience is, you know, giving birth to a new dream, or me accepting something that I've kind of seen or thought about, but is, you know, like I've never I have to make confession. I've never voted in my life for anything.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm actually, like, with this experience and with permaculture and what it's doing to my life, like applying the designs and trying to build the understanding and educate, I feel obligated, at least in my city, or I don't feel obligated. I feel like I want to vote or become active within the politics a bit, not too crazy, but, you know, start to, you know, now that we're working into the city is and onto public land, is like, well, what council member or what mayor or who are they going to support what we're doing? And maybe I'd like to see somebody that, you know, maybe would like to do a little bit more of this or think this is a good idea. So it's changing
me. Or,
you
know, at least invite them down and see why. And Joe,
right.
I think that no matter who, like, you could sell ice to an Eskimo.
Right.
So, you know, I think that would be a very important thing for you to do. I don't know anyone who walks away from one of your demonstrations or lectures that thinks, oh, he's full of it. Well, you are full of it, but full of good things.
Right.
So I don't know how any of this could be wrong. And so we have dreams of this first demonstration site, you know, for the city. But, hello, I know there's going to be more than one. I think this is going to be the first model. So you start here, and I can see several of these, because they have, I think he said, you know, over 15 properties that are just sitting there. We could just choose. It's a matter of money, of course. But, you know, you start with one and then can go to another. Now, we can't do it all, but what we're doing is we're getting people involved. And there's so many people willing and wanting to get involved. They just don't know how. And that's where our radio show here, we're not just sitting here talking for ourselves. Now, it's fun, and I think we enjoy it. And even if it was just us, it would be great. You know, I don't care. But I think beyond this, I mean, I know that the people that I've talked to really do enjoy, you know, it's helping them. So, I mean, look at Raul. He lives with us. He knows us. He's heard all these stories before. But every time he hears one of our Blog Talk Radio shows, he's like, oh, you guys, that was great. And then, you know, he just today got off. He works with Joey. he's unloading the truck and he's singing "A Permie's Life for Me." You know, like, you sing it, Joey.
Oh, geez. So it's like an old pirate's chant, you know.
Yeah.
Yo ho, yo ho, a Permie's life for me. And then of course we made up all sorts of verses that go along with, you know, with that same tune, and then so now the kids, we all kind of chant that for fun.
It's having fun and joy as you live a life, and permaculture, it permeates. I mean, like I'm saying, once you start doing it, you can't really get away from it because you realize you're not separate from it. You're part of it.
That's what happens with the gardens and with Earth, and that's the big, you know, the transition that's going on for people. I mean, we're just talking to, Raul was talking to his aunt, I think, the other day we were at soccer practice, and Raul and I were together with some of our girls, and his aunt was there, and she works for the Boys and Girls Club. And they're putting in a garden in the back of the Boys and Girls Club. They have this piece of land, and they're going to put in a garden, and they're going to take the produce out of the garden and prepare it in their kitchens for the kids to eat.
Great. Now, what city is that?
This is, I think, City of Vista.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's coming, and then that's where we all can play this great role in volunteering or helping little nature centers in our community, or even at the Boys and Girls Clubs or the YMCA, or finding your niche and dreaming. And then if you want to help people, you know, go where the people are. It is the easiest way to do it. The other ways are to build some fancy place or cool place somewhere out in the sticks, and then people have to drive real far to get there to get educated. You can do that one too, or you can, you know, be a little more central and try to work with the people in an area. So it's you can definitely do
it. Well, all I can say is, look, prior to permaculture, I had a great life. I never had a dull moment. I would never be bored. You know, I had friends. I did what I did, and it was great. All right. If you think your life's good, or even if for some reason you're listening to this episode, you've never heard of permaculture, or maybe you've heard about it and you're a little interested, but you just don't know. I don't want any more work. Okay. I challenge you, I somehow encourage you to look for a local permaculture group. And how I found one, wasn't looking, it just came across because I'm a member of meetup.com, meetup.com. Do a search for permaculture, do a search for sustainability or green living or ecology, something like that, and these groups will show up. Go to a meeting. It will completely change, at least it did for me, and I'm sure it has for you, Joey. It opens up a whole new dimension to your life. And one of the previous episodes, I was saying, you know, I've had a great life, but I think one thing that was kind of missing was the fun part. And this is a new type of fun. I mean, I've had fun, but this is different.
Not this kind of fun, Paul.
This is so different. And the people I have met, and I've said this before, what's neat about permaculture, it is not based on religion. It is not based on politics. And when you go to these meetup groups, and there's many different ones put on by different people, different things, you'll go to one event, and then you'll meet some people, and it's great. And then you go to another event, and you meet more people, but then some of the other people that were at the first one. And every time you go, you're starting to meet people that are very interesting, and you don't have to worry about all that BS of religion and politics. The things that, I don't know, it's just opened a whole new dimension of fun for me. And now this whole thing with the city, I'm just really excited, and, you know, I don't know what to say other than that. I mean, don't you think, Joey, that your own social circle has greatly widens, I mean, both of us together, we've met these same people that we didn't know.
Right. And it's greatly widened. And I want to talk about that with social circles.
Yeah.
I'm sure parents have told us, or maybe they didn't, maybe they were bad influence. I don't know. But the point with who you hang out with, you know, really influences your life. And I was talking to somebody on a podcast, Diego, and we were talking about building food forests and why don't people build more food forests, or why people take PVCs and don't do anything after, and these types of things. And it's hard. You know, we're all people. You know, some of us are struggling, and we're working a lot, doing different things. But we have one, lots of times there's one factor that's quite the limiting factor, and that's who our friends are, or who we call friends, or who we hang out with. If you want to change your life, lots of times you got to change your friends. And in some ways, some of your friends change with you. And those are your, you know, really good friends. If you want to take some hard positive steps forward, you know, whether it's your diet or whether it's your practices, and you want to start doing permaculture and practicing it, some people are like, oh, why you want, you know, if there's negativity, it makes it really hard when you're just starting fresh baby dreams, like very sweet, nice dreams. If you don't have a good support, people supporting you, or at least people not supporting, but at least not being negative, it makes a world of difference. And as you keep moving forward, and now you start meeting new people, if you're practicing permaculture or whatever, maybe it's your diet and you're doing really cool things with your diet and the foods you eat, or you're just gardening and you're just trying to get into growing some of your own food and understand those kinds of things. Well, it helps a lot to find people that are having interested in that too. I mean, I didn't know Paul.
No.
I never knew Paul.
No.
I went to that group to meet people that liked permaculture, because that's how you excel, or at least this is my opinion.
Go ahead. I mean, did you go to that group thinking you were going to be a leader?
No, I don't remember thinking like that.
No, but you've become one. I mean, and that really is, I mean, maybe that was always part of your plan. I don't know, but
I wanted to have fun. And the way you have fun, usually for me at least, is to have more people.
Yeah. I mean, like Joey, I don't know. Because, you know, I know what I know of what I know about you, okay, but, like, I remember when I first went to your house, he had this barn. It had no walls. It was filled with junk. Now, some of it was usable, and, you know, but when I saw this barn, the first thing I thought, this needs to be a classroom. I said, you need to change this. This needs to be a classroom. Now, I don't know if you had ever thought of that as being a classroom. But that was my first thought, and now it's totally a classroom. It's a meeting space for the people that come, and I don't know. Back to another theme that we talked about earlier, is we need each other. We need each other's dreams, because they help to expand our own dreams. I never thought that I'd be living at a permaculture demonstration site, but look at how quickly it happened. And I needed Joey to implant that desire within me too. All I knew is that I wanted to be part of this. And it's not necessarily Joey's thing, but I mean, it's awesome that it happened, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I had a great life. I wasn't looking for something to do. I had plenty to do, plenty of friends. I just took a risk by, like, in my mind, because I have an issue with driving. I have a seizure disorder, and I'm not always, I'm supposed to stick close to home when it comes to driving. And this meeting was two cities away from me, and typically for a social thing, I would not drive that far, especially for people I didn't know. And I, you know, but I took a risk, and I went to the meetup group, and I have no regrets. I mean, it completely changed my life, and it's never going to stop. I don't see how it can. I mean, like this weekend, our good friend Alden's having a class about sprouting food. And I've heard about it in the past, and I couldn't, you know, I never really thought I would ever go to a sprouting class, you know, prior to, I don't know when, but I'm excited to go, and I don't know, just, I'm opening up to new things.
It's so true. I mean, look at that. So now we know Alden.
Yeah.
And Alden's got he's building a permaculture demonstration site, and he's got a lot of cool stuff. We're going to do an earthworking course there, and then he's going to do some work at his neighbor's house that lives next door. They're going to have the San Diego Convergence there. And they're going to do a lot of hands-on courses. And then you got Diego, who was at the meetup group. He was the leader of the meetup group.
That's right.
And now he's doing the Permaculture Voices conference.
Right.
Here
we are in northern San Diego. All right. So the first permaculture thing I ever went to was Diego's permaculture meetup group. The second thing I went to was Alden had a class about waterworks and terracing. All right. So I met Diego. I met and Joey that first night. And then I met Alden at the second event, which is like right after, I think the next weekend or something. And so the three of them, and I want to say I'm part of the leadership too, in a different way, you know, having this show and hopefully have some influence.
Well, look at you just, I mean, you were just up there in front of that whole council.
I spoke to the city
council. Went to our meetings, you took them, you talked to, I mean, come on.
Right.
That's
okay.
Leadership right there.
So, but there we are. There's, you know, Diego, Alden, and you, Joey. And I'll just say I'm a supporting character. I'm certainly a character. But all three of you are putting on your demonstration things. So coming up is October is Alden is having another, this is San Diego Permaculture Convergence.
And whoa, it's already 7:58?
Yeah, we only have, that's why we're wrapping up here.
Oh, I didn't even know.
I'm doing a recap here. So for this Convergence, there's only going to be open to about 100 people. We will have more information for you, but I highly recommend if you're interested and you're in the area to attend this. There's going to be hands-on demonstrations, and it'll be a great way to jump in, and it's inexpensive to attend this event.
What are you going to do, gray water? Are you going to do little pond building? All sorts of cool stuff.
Yeah, so we'll give you more information. And Alden had an episode called Ecological Awakenings on my show. So look through my former episodes and you'll learn, you know, more about Alden. He has an incredible story. It's a great episode, so please listen to that. And then we have Diego's conference coming up in March. And this conference is absolutely cutting, leading-edge conference. It's going to be in Temecula, California in March. And he has the leaders, incredible lineup of leaders that are going to be there to share their dreams and to give this wisdom and information, their inspiration. So visit permaculturevoices.com, Permaculture Voices. There's some podcasts there that Joey's in. And if you can, please sign up. And we really want people to spread the news about it. Post it on Facebook and, you know, share this information so that we can, you know, help to spread the word. That's our dream, is like we can't just – it's great to be involved locally, but we want to do this globally. We're getting the word out, and we need your help.
And there's just two of us. I mean, it was three of us. Well, four of us, actually, but we went to the group, went to the city. I mean, that's one city, somebody else. There's so many people. I know you guys can do it.
Yep.
So. Whoa.
Those are the doggies. Wanted to say goodbye, everyone.
We got a lot of coyotes here.
Yeah. All right, Joey. Well, thank you. And you've certainly enriched my life, and I think it's incredible, but that's part of these permaculture dreams, and it's only going to get better.
Oh, gosh, I can't wait.
All right.
Thank
Fasten
you,
your seatbelts.
Huh.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.